Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the SETI Ranch. And we've got a guest, a wonderful guest, and it's a subject I've been very interested in recently. And it's Theta Healing. And we've got Shannon Leisner, and she's a world-renowned psychic medium and Theta Healer instructor who was born with powerful inherited abilities from generations of truly gifted family members. For over 20 years, she's been changing lives through life path coaching, angelic communication, mediumship, and energy work in order to help people from all over the world to find their divine purpose. We've got a little glitch here in my system here, so I'm trying to read this as I go and bring it up. She's an extraordinary ability to communicate, interact with, and cross over with spiritual beings. Her immense relationship with the angelic realm has taught her that there is definitely more to this world than what we're able to see. So having gotten through that bio, I'm going to see if we can get Shannon on the show. Shannon, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you doing?
Good. Is it? How do you spell your last name or pronounce your last name?
It's Leisner. Actually, you pronounced it perfectly.
Oh, great, great. I was wondering if I got that right. Yeah, the bio came up on Skype in these little tiny, tiny letters. I could just barely read it, but hopefully we got through that. But anyway, welcome to the show. And, first we should probably just discuss what is Theta Healing for people that don't know what it is. I'm really interested in the Theta Healing because I've been studying the different stages, of consciousness. So I'll just let you give us a brief description of just what Theta Healing is.
Well, the wonderful thing about Theta Healing is Theta Healing uses the Theta brainwave state. And we all, we have many brainwaves. And our Theta brainwave state is actually in the deep meditation state. But we can actually accomplish that through just everyday life. But it's a training. You have to train your brain in order to be in a Theta wave state while you're fully awake. But in the Theta wave state, it is the most powerful for creation, creativity, healing, manifestation, intuition, and all of the wonderful things that we want to do in this life. And so Vianna Steibal has created something called Theta Healing. And Theta Healing actually uses your Theta brainwave state to create change in your life. So it can energetically remove any blocks that you have. It can do physical healing. There are so many things that can be done with Theta Healing, but it is the fastest healing that I've ever seen.
Great. Yeah, I got a left knee right now that's talking to me. Hopefully we can use a little bit of that on tonight after the show and see what happens. The Theta Healing, is it kind of, I know you do a lot of psychic healing and mediumship and things like that. Would that tie into this same process?
Yes, it will. The Theta Healing, actually what it does is it uses the universal energy to create change. And so what you do is you use Theta state and tap into the universal energy to create change. So for like you were mentioning that your knee was hurting. I am a true believer that everything that happens to us, whether it be illness, pain, or anything else, happens on the outside of our body, and it's the energy that we bring into our body that creates either illness or injury of some sort. And so for your knee, for instance, a lot of knee problems, leg problems, feet problems are associated with having something that you really want to do, but having the feeling of being held back from doing it.
Yeah, I think healing a planet might be that.
Yes. Well, it definitely feels like there's a sense of urgency for you. So that might be also what's contributing to your knees. But I also feel that you have probably some energetic attachments that also add to the pain of your knees. So we can definitely work on that at some time.
Yeah, I had a run-in with some grays and reptilians and got slammed pretty good. And I think some of this is a byproduct of that. But that's a whole different story, but comes with the territory, and the work that I've been doing.
Yes, it does. Occupational hazard, right?
Yeah, they did a drive-by on me, and I wasn't paying attention. So, So anyway, that it happens. It's happened before, and I always pull out of it and rebuild myself. But this one's kind of hanging in there for a little bit for some reason. It doesn't want to let go.
Well, usually what I've noticed is when darker energies or other beings, you know, impede our process in some way, shape, or form, one, that's really good news because it means that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and making a difference in this world. But the other thing is that they're trying to slow you down.
And oh, yeah.
So with your determination, when you say, I'm not going to be slowed down, regardless of what you do to me, it's kind of like, you know, the bully in the yard. You know, when the bully in the yard has no more ammunition, they kind of look for somebody else to bully.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I've got a lot of good news in my life, I have to say. So, they've been paying quite a bit of attention to me. But, you know, I know that I knew when I came in, this is what I came to do. And so, you know, I don't feel like victimized in any way whatsoever. But I just wish there's just a little more protection out there, a little more, you know, a little heads up out there, a little warning. But, you know, that's part of my program, too, is that, you know, I need to really pay better attention and, you know, shield up and be more aware of my surroundings. It's sometimes you just let your guard down and you're just like really tired. You've been, you know, just burning the candle at both ends. And that's when you get nailed. Usually when you're just been, you know, doing too much, you get tired and let your guard down a bit. But anyway, going
Absolutely.
Back to this, the theta healing, can you talk a little bit about that process and how one would undergo the theta healing?
Well, in theta healing, what you do is you, first of all, you connect to the universal energy, and there's a process of doing it, but essentially what it is connecting to the universal energy. And as you connect to the universal energy, which is God, which is the creator, which is the light, you know, there are so many names for the universal energy, but when you tap into that, it puts your mind into a theta brainwave state. And at that moment is when you can command anything to come into being. A lot of people have a problem with the word command, but the word command only means to co-man, to co-create. And so when you command something into being, you are announcing, you are saying, this is coming into being. You're proclaiming. And so once you command it into being, you become the witness. So you sit there and you watch or you imagine what it would be like to remove this energy. What would this energy look like? And some people say, well, that's just imagination. And actually, part of imagination is real because thoughts are real. And so as you are allowing your mind to wander, you are actually able to visualize things being removed from other places. And what I've found is when I visualize things being removed from places, I can ask somebody, have you had pain in this area? And that's exactly where I have seen things being removed. And they will say, well, yes, that's exactly where the pain is. So although it may be an imagination, it has facts and truth based on what you see.
Yeah, I agree. I know the vibration continuum goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. And, you know, if you're operating on the level of cause, you know, and start removing things on that level, it just makes sense that the physical would follow suit.
Well, yes, it's just like dominoes. You know, you hit one domino, all of the rest of them fall. So if you can get to the root issue of something, you're lessening the effect on all the other levels and you're actually breaking it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a field here, we call it the field of dreams, and it's just wall-to-wall orbs and light spheres in the field at night. And, you know, we actually take a infrared spotlight and night vision goggles and show people, you know, the orbs in real time flying around. But we also have masters appear here all the time, and we actually have photographs of them as well. But people in the field of dreams, they'll walk the field, and there's a path all the way around the field, and they'll do an affirmation like, I've always been whole and healthy, or whatever they're trying to manifest. And what's really interesting is people have walked right out from under their, you know, tumors or aches and pains or illnesses. It's we've seen actually bones mend overnight, you know, broken bones, just crazy things happen here on a regular basis. And I think it's a lot of it's due to the energy. a lot of people will come and go, thank you, you healed me. And I said, I didn't do anything. That was between you and Source or whatever other entities were out in the field, you know, is what happened. But you know, it fits right into, it seems like that would fit right into the theta healing process.
Oh, absolutely, because as long as, you know, you tap into the universal energy, anything is possible. And I always say the only thing that limits us are our thoughts and our beliefs. And if we can remove our limiting beliefs, then there is no limit. Mm-hmm. And I actually had heard about your event, and I wanted so badly to come, and I was unable to come. But I really will make an effort to get there next year, because I hear that it's an amazing event at your ranch.
And maybe we can get you on the docket here and become a speaker and talk about theta healing. We're working a lot trying to get more women here, you know, as speakers, because, you know, the field, especially in ufology and things, is just filled with men, and most of them don't have a clue, you know, as to what's happening in the big picture. You know, they're still running around looking for nuts and bolts and proving, you know, ETs exist, and or, you know, painting a really dark picture, and they can't grasp or even connect to the higher side of events. And so, you know, we're really working on supporting the divine feminine and bringing those messages out to counteract, you know, some of the other, you know, stuff that's overwhelmingly taking over the podium.
Well, that's wonderful. You name the date and time, and I will be there.
Great.
You know, what also makes me a little unique, not that I'm tooting my own horn, but mm-hmm. I'm friends with Jerry Yusko. And Jerry Yusko and I actually do healings together, and I've had many experiences with the UFO side and the alien side. And so I can actually read somebody and know if they've had alien experiences. So I'm flexible in both the angelic and the alien side.
Oh, great. You know, a lot of people mistake aliens for UFOs. I mean the aliens for angels, because, you know, they'll connect with a Palladian and just feel that pure love and joy and bliss energy, and they'll actually think they're having an angelic experience, and vice versa. So, you know, I don't think it's that important to know exactly who it is. It's what's the result, you know, what's the end result of the energy or the exchange.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we are all part of Source. We are all one and all part of the same energy. And so whether you're from a different world or you're angelic or whatever it is that you are still part of the same universal energy.
Yeah, there's a cosmic joke out there. You know, they said, you know, did you hear about the human thought he was separate from omnipresence? You know, most people don't get that unless you're awake, you know, then you get it. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of humans on Earth here are running around thinking they're just a body and a personality. And they're in reactionary mind. They're just reacting to whatever hits them or whatever comes at them. And, you know, they're very controlled because of that, you know. But when we realize that we're actually a spirit that has a body, and that spirit's multidimensional, and we can shift into creationary mind and start creating the world that we want to see, then you start stepping back into your power. And I think that's what we need to do, you know, as a civilization globally, to shift these energies and redirect, you know, where we were heading, you might say. It's pretty much being redirected already.
Absolutely. You know, that's exactly what I work on 99% of my sessions and in my classes and everything. I want to help as many people as possible, first of all, find their happiness and passion in life, because when you're somebody is happy and passionate, they're less reactive. And then the other thing is, I want to help as many people as possible awaken.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned Jerry. I've had Jerry on the show. You know, he did a great interview. And I'm sitting there looking at my phone, and I've got a couple of calls from him, and I've got to call him back. And I was going to do it, but I go, I got to wait till the show's over, and I'm going to call him back right after this show. So we have a really strong connection. And you know, he went and did some work with me, and it was, you know, I'll let him tell you about it. It was pretty bizarre. But you know, we've been dealing with some pretty interesting energies. They're almost like alien demon hybrid type things and serpent beings and things like that. You know, the top of the dark chain, you might say, the dark ladder, and getting rid of some of these guys and getting them out of people's space. But Yeah, it's been an interesting journey.
I've been dealing with those too. Very large beings, the ones that I've been dealing with, but they're hybrids. They're like half and half, you know, and I've been dealing with them as well. I've been removing a lot of those from people.
Oh, glad. Have you run into these serpent beings?
Yes, actually, I see them. Well, I've run into ones that almost look like octopuses. So what they do is they attach to people energetically, and then their tentacles go into the body. So as you're removing the energy, if you remove just the energy, the tentacles stay. And so it becomes a process of removing each and every tentacle. And it is a little tedious, but yes, I have in different forms, but yes, I have experienced them.
Yeah, I've seen people where they'll have a disc right in their solar plexus, and that disc is connected into that world, you know, that whatever that world, and it'd be either a, you know, an archon energy, like a gray or reptilian energy. And I've actually seen snakes, like balls of little snakes, sitting right there, you know, right around the solar plexus or the second chakra. And once that's occurred, that is a rough one. You know, that's a rough one to change, because a lot of people were either initiated or severely abused in childhood to make that happen. You know, they're almost like Manchurian candidates. They don't even know it, but they've been, you know, a lot of them have been raped, you know, at a very early age, and assaulted and ritually abused. But it's pretty nasty energy, and sometimes it's almost habitual. It's like it's been with them for so long. It's you know, they have to do a total change of thinking and you know, reevaluate everything, and it seems like it's going to take a lot of coaching, you might say, to you know, to reset and you know, break all contracts and agreements with those energies.
Well, that's what's so great about theta healing is I actually have used theta healing for people who have traumatic events, and within minutes I can actually change their negative emotions to almost viewing it as if it wasn't them. One of my specialties, and it's actually something that I developed in conjunction with theta healing, is moving all of the negative emotions and the trauma to the non-emotional side of the brain, so that when you know it's happened and you get the lesson from it, but you are no longer emotionally affected by it. And that has been extremely, successful with a lot of my clients. And I'm even creating a CD that allows the same thing.
Yeah, I definitely want to check into that. I know once the wisdom, you know, once you gain the wisdom from the experience, it settles in the soul, but you got to take the charge out of it. And the charge, I would imagine, is more in your emotional body, the emotional side of your brain. And it does, and I've seen that over and over, is once you clear the charge out of it, they can look at it, you know, without the charge, and it just becomes wisdom and settles into the soul.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I deal with many of my clients.
Can you talk about some of the clients? I mean, I know we can't mention names or things like that, but just some of the experiences you've had, you know, in removing entities or traumas, or some of the kind of the more bizarre experiences you've had since you've been doing this process.
Well, I've had some really powerful experiences. I had a client who was extremely religious, and she was in her 20s, stage 4 cancer, full of hatred and anger and resentment. And she had actually just had a stroke. Her heart was failing. Her liver was failing. And I told her that I could help her, and she said, "Only God can help me." I said, "Well, please just allow me to try and help you. And if I can't help you, then at least, you know, you haven't lost anything and everything, you know, will go back to the way it was." So she agreed to allow me to help her. And what I did was I looked into her life and I said, all of your problems, because I use my intuition abilities as well. I said, all of your problems started when your dad moved in with you. And see, I didn't know this, but, you know, I'd seen it intuitively. And she said, "Oh, my God, how did you know that?" She says, every day he lives with me, I look at him and say, "I hate you. I hate you." And I said, "Well, can I change that?" And she said, "No one in my life has been able to get me to not hate my dad. I doubt if you can do it." And I said, "Give me 5 minutes. If I can't change that, then nothing lost." And she said, okay. I said, but you have to lower your walls and you have to allow me to do the work. And she said, okay, I'll allow you to do whatever it is that you're going to do. Mm-hmm. Within 2 minutes, she is sobbing uncontrollably. And within the third minute, I had her take a deep breath and remove the heavy energy. And she said that she no longer felt hatred. And she actually felt love for her dad, which is something she's never in her entire life felt. And for me, that was so very powerful. And when she went to the doctor, her white blood cells had gone up, and she had started the healing process. Mm-hmm. And now she is, you know, doing well. Her heart is strong, and I have worked with her several times since. But every time that we have a session, it's another improvement. But it all started from the anger and the resentment from the trauma that she suffered with her dad. So once we were able to remove that, she could now deal with just her health issues and not the emotion that was attached to her father.
Yeah, that's amazing. The I've seen over, you know, almost every disease has an attitude attached to it, and hatred and anger and definitely, you know, are attached to cancer. You know, yes. some extreme, a lot of times it's an extreme long lasting, you know, hatred or resentment that sometimes transpires over lives, you know, there's other lifetimes involved in it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes we carry over lessons, or we want to punish ourselves for something we did in a past life. I've had many clients that I've had to clear their energy of their past life so that they can stop punishing themselves in this one. I've even had a client who all of a sudden woke up with an extreme back issue, a pain in his back that he had never had. And when I read him, I looked into his past lives, and right in that same spot, he had been stabbed, cut in half, and even had one of those, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but you know what the jet was when they used to joust? They had
lance.
The lance. That actually had impaled him. Mm-hmm. And I had identified this, and he said, so funny you say that. A psychic told me the same thing. And so we worked on removing the energy, and with time, with a couple sessions, the pain in his back went away.
Yeah, I've had full memories of that, of actually in battle, sitting on a horse, and my gear was leather. Everything was leather. The breastplate and everything was thick leather. And I remember going through battle, and we pretty much won. We were done, and somebody came riding up behind me on a horse, and I thought it was one of our guys. I don't know where this guy came from, and he put a lance right through my lower back and right side. And I was having extreme back problems. I mean, I even went down. They told me I wouldn't walk. You know, the doctor said, you know, you're not going to, you know, you're going to need severe operations. You're probably going to be in a wheelchair and you're not going to walk. And I totally cleared that stuff out. I still have a little bit of problems there now and then. You know, it talks to me if I do too much firewood or things like that. But, you know, I healed it on my own just by going into that past life and pulling that lance out and a few other things. And I found out I had over 52 implements, you know, that I had to remove, like swords and spears and daggers and, you know, and arrows and everything else, just because of previous lives.
Do you get headaches? Because one of the things I feel that also would need to be removed is I see you being hit with one of those spike balls to the head. Especially the back of the head, lower back, almost where your neck is at.
Yeah, actually my neck has been out. And then that, just recently, with that drive-by with the grays and the reptilians, they hit me with some kind of an energy weapon. I don't know what it was. It's almost like a 4D energy weapon. But what these things do is they actuate whatever else you've got going on. If you have some energy or a block there, and it definitely hit me in my left my neck, and my left shoulder was totally gone. I mean, you know, really bad. It's kind of clearing away, but yeah, I'll look. I'll probably have to get rid of that mace or whatever else smacked me there, because it's not totally healed yet.
Yeah, it feels like it may be recent, but it was also from a past life. So it feels like you've carried over that energy, and they may have just reactivated that injury.
Yeah.
We carry cellular memory.
You know, I did. I have a memory of actually, I was part of a royal family or a kingdom, and I was more of a prince, and these hordes were coming, and I went to close the gate. We had to slow them down so they could get the gate closed. And I went out with just a few people to try to slow them down, just to get the gate closed, and got taken down. And I remember getting beaten and speared and hit with the clubs and or maces and everything. And that might have been it. That might have been when, you know, I was killed in that one. But
yes,
I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the one that I'm still carrying over.
Well, I wouldn't be either. But if you need help or whatever, just let me know. And I, after the show or whenever you'd like, I'm more than willing to help you with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, I have people come here and they're like famous authors and things like that. And they come here and they go through our transpersonal release sessions. And we cover everything from past lives to, you know, the Star Nation connections and hook people back up and with the ones that are important and go from age one and just start pulling patterns and blocks. And, you know, they'll go through the process and then they go, don't tell anybody I was here. Don't let anybody know I was here because, you know, I'm a healer or I'm a famous author or I'm this and I'm that. And I go, oh my God, you know, I'd ask them to, hey, can you write a little blurb, you know, on your experience here? And no, I can't tell anybody I've been here because, you know, it'll dethrones my program or something like that. But, you know, I'm a staunch advocate of that. You know, it's really hard to heal your own stuff and even recognize your own stuff. It's been your friend for years and even past lives and things like that. And it's so important to get an objective opinion, you know, somebody that doesn't have any attachment to take a look, you know, and see what's going on.
Absolutely. You know, I train theta healers and I certify them, and I have a team, and I've created it's called Angelic Awakenings, and I have a team of theta healers, and I very seldom have anybody work on me. I work on myself, but I do have, like you said, I do have difficulty removing some things. And the other day, I allowed one of my students that I have trained, who's an advanced theta healer now, to heal me, and it was the best feeling I'd ever felt. I said, if I am doing this for other people, then I want it done to me more often too.
Yeah, I've got some big work ahead of me. I've got, you know, I'll be traveling here pretty soon. I'll be going to Japan and China and Australia and a few other things, and it's meeting with some very, you know, very powerful people that are planetary. It's planetary work that I'm doing, so I've got to get myself back in shape again just to take those grueling plane rides, you know, and everything else. So, yeah, definitely I'll hang on and we'll do some work and see what else I've got stuck in my back or attached to me. Who knows?
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's been – a lot of people don't realize, but they're, you know, not to put fear out or anything, but there's a war going on. It's like a spiritual war, and it's interdimensional. It's not just – what's happening on here. It's like as above, so below. If you see the wars going on here, you'll see all kinds of other things happening on other levels around those wars. And if you can clean up that energy, even work on the old grudges, you know, that have been, and the energies that psychometrized into the land there, you can see these wars just fizzle out, you know, and get rid of the entities that are feeding off the war as well. And, you know, there's a lot of work we can do on different levels that people aren't even aware of because, you know, we're just focused on this little 3D reality.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of my passions is also to, you know, spread light around the world. And I know that, you know, some people hear spread light, okay, that's all you're doing. But actually it's very powerful, especially when you're aiming at, you know, the fear and the resentment and all the lower level emotions. When you aim at that and you disable those fear and resentments and all of that, there's not a lot for the negativity to feed on.
Yeah, I call meditation is like carpet cleaning, you know, but every once in a while your carpet has these big stains or big spots on it. So you got to, you know, you got to go directly at the stain or, you know, hit it hard and you know, I love meditation and everything, but every once in a while, you just got to really hone in on what's going on or the problem.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%.
Do you have any other stories about some of the events? I wanted to share one with you that, to me, that was very interesting. I had a I had a couple come to me, and they bought a brand new boat. And both of them, they wanted it. It's a sailboat, and they wanted to go out in this boat. But whenever they got on the dock, you know, got close to shore on the dock together, they just both started just getting enraged at each other and angry. And then when they got on the boat, they just wanted to throw each other off the boat. It just, and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. It was really interesting. And so they came up and we took them through some past life, you know, progressions and checked into it. And sure enough, they've killed each other like three times in water, you know, next to a lake or next to the ocean. And one of them had to do with a boat. And so when we cleared those up, now they're sailing, they're just having a blast. They're on their boat and inviting friends and family. So I think it's amazing how traumatic, you know, it can be when you don't realize where that energy's coming from. I mean, they almost got a divorce, you know, because they just couldn't stand each other. But as soon as they got off the water, everything was fine.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you read the book? Oh my goodness, my mind just went blank. But there's a book about a man who is a hypnotherapist, and he, you know, hypnotizes people and realizes that there's life after death. And what
yeah.
happens in that life after death. And for some reason, my mind is just gone blank, but that's okay. In this
I know what you're talking about. My mind blanked out on it too. It wasn't life after life, was it? Or
No, it was, oh my goodness, I cannot believe I just forgot the name of the book. Newton is the guy's name.
Yeah, Newton, exactly. I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name either. But
reading that book, and I was so inspired, I wanted to have, I wanted to actually have an afterlife session. So I wanted to know what it was, you know, what was my spirit, and where does my spirit go, and who am I? And I pretty much already know who I am, but I wanted a little bit of reassurance, a little bit of validation. And so I have always found blocks in some of my abilities. So I will go so far in my abilities, and then everything stops. And so I wanted to know why I had these blocks. Well, when I went in to have the afterlife, the hypnotherapy, they had to go into a past life and the most recent past life that affects me now. And in my past life, I was a child who was killed because I had extraordinary abilities. I had intense, you know, telekinesis. I had instant healing abilities. I mean, I just had these extraordinary abilities and I was killed because of them. And now I've carried that over into this life. So through the hypnotherapy, I was able to realize that I was carrying over a limitation from a past life. And so what I did was through that hypnotherapy, I was able to remove that limitation. And now it seems like every month I have a new ability and they just continue to grow. They no longer are limited. And so it's very, very, very powerful to know, especially, you know, what's happened in your past, you know, where they say the scars of the past affects the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can remove those scars, then definitely it goes on to bigger and better things for this, for your future and for your now.
Yeah, I had a past life, kind of there's a shaman here from Ireland, a woman, and she was here with several other women. And they wanted to, you know, do a session on me. I don't even know what kind of session it was, but it was kind of like a meditation where you're laying on a table and they're all around you and doing a session with energy work on you and everything else. And boy, all of a sudden I just like went back to the Pleiades and I remembered my life there. And then I just burst into tears because I just said, why did I leave? You know, why in the heck am I here? You know? And I had, you know, a beautiful wife and kids and everything there and just higher than a kite, really high energy. And then I realized that I was still carrying some sadness about coming here, you know, to do the work here and being away, you know, from, you know, a different civilization, you might say, that I much more resonate with, you know, than what's happening here on the earth.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, you know, once we can get past our scars, you know, we can really make a big difference here on this earth.
Yeah, I agree. It's you know, we got to let go of that grief. You know, I heard you know, not to go biblical, but this one woman I talked to, she was very tapped in. But she was talking about Jesus laying down his life. And she said it wasn't about him dying. It was about him laying his energies down and coming into this plane from the plane that he came in from, which was, you know, the plane of bliss. He was done. You know, he was totally done with everything. He'd transcended all material need and everything. And then, you know, he comes down here, and I totally got it. I go, you know what? That's the deal. A lot of us came from these other higher dimensions and other civilizations, and we came into Earth, and then we're having to deal with the energies here and society here and the extreme limitations and not having any mirrors or any feedback, you know, to support us in this journey. And you know, and that's what your work does and this show does and things like that. It kind of tells people, hey, you know, there's much more to you, and that longing you're feeling is that longing for, you know, what was, you know, some of the amazing experiences you've had in these other past lives. But, you know, I don't think we're here to leave. We're here to bring that consciousness here, you know, and that's what we chose to do, is anchor it in here and help the Earth in her transition.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I do have a fun story about a theta healing session that I did with somebody.
Sure.
I was on a radio show, and this man called in, and he said, I've had several strokes over the past 7 years, and I need help. And so after the show, I arranged to have a Skype session with him. Mm-hmm. And when I Skyped with him, half of his face had fallen. And he hadn't been able to move that half of his face for a very long time. And so during the session, we spent about an hour clearing things, clearing past lives, clearing all of the stuff that he had gone through. And by the end of the session, I kid you not, his face had lifted and he was able to smile. And he actually cried. He said, I have not been able to smile in over 7 years. And it was the most touching session I've ever had, just to be able to help him in that way.
I love that. I love the validation. You know, validation never gets old. You know, and
never.
You know, especially when you have it here in the physical, because, you know, we don't really have a lot of mirrors or support for the work like this that we're doing. And so when you actually see it happen like that, it's amazing. I had a guy here from Japan. And he was an MD, actually. He was a doctor, and he had these really thick, like Coke bottle glasses on, you know, very thick. And we took him through his past life clearance, all the other stuff. And then at the end of the session, you know, he stands up, he goes, I can't see everything. I can't see. Everything is really fuzzy. It's really bad. And I'm going, uh-oh, what's going on here? And his wife gets up and takes his glasses off, and he can see perfectly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she just, you know, and I go, wow, thank you. I'm glad she had the insight to do that, you know. But his eyes actually healed. It wasn't that he went.
The funny thing is I just had all of my angel protection come in, and you know, I have regular communication with the Palladian.
Okay, I'm back. All right, so we just got cut off again here. So you were talking about how all of your angelic guides and protection came in?
Yes, actually, as we were talking, and you had gotten cut off.
Yeah.
Full protection. I mean, it was right. Like all of my angelic protection just came in. And I often speak with the Palladian lady. I call her Sanjasi. And I know she has many, many names, but she came in as well. And she says that we're being protected.
Great. So yeah, I just started doing that as well. As soon as I got cut off, I go, oh, here they go again, you know, playing the games, telecommunication games. But awesome. Maybe they can hold the line open for us here.
Yeah, that's, do that.
Yeah. So is there some other things you wanted to share with us? Or?
Well, yes, there was an amazing healing that just happened actually not too long ago. Jerry and I teamed together. What he sees, I sometimes see, and what I see, sometimes he doesn't see. And so we complement each other very well. And we were working on a child who had some severe developmental issues. And the mother didn't tell us what was wrong with him. She wanted to see what we could see. And as I scanned his body, and Jerry was doing the same thing, as I scanned his body, I saw a tick on the back of his neck. And it was just an energetic tick. And instantly I saw the face of a friend of mine who has Lyme's disease. And I said, oh my God, this kid has Lyme's disease. And the mother says, yes, he does. And I said, I would like to remove the Lyme's disease. And she says, it's incurable. And I said, well, let me just, you know, let us work on it. Jerry and I worked on it, and we had some other people also send him some energy. And when I was done, I was so convinced that his Lyme's disease was gone, I asked her to take him home and have him tested. And she did. She took him home and had him tested. And 2 weeks later, we got the results that he is completely free of Lyme's disease.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And that was so inspirational.
Yeah, it's a small world because Jerry told me that story, and I didn't know it was connected to you, you know, as well. He didn't tell me who else. He said him and another healer were working on this kid and told me that story. So it's funny to get confirmation of that. You know, and it's funny how we connected too. Pretty synchronistic because Jerry didn't mention your name or who you were or anything. It just happened. I think it was on Facebook or something, which I never go into. I never go into Facebook, and I just got a real hit when I saw you posted something. I can't remember what it was, and I said, you know, I need to connect with this person, you know. So it's funny how the synchronicities come together.
Yes, and I had been energetically saying that I wanted to connect with you since Jerry had mentioned you, because I felt your energy, and I said, I want to connect, but in the right divine timing. And I originally thought that you had contacted me because I'm going to be doing healings and readings at the UFO Symposium in Laughlin this coming weekend, or on the 13th and through the 15th, I believe. Uh-huh. And so I thought that's originally why you had contacted me, but then you had asked about Theta, and I said, oh, this is divine timing. This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be going there. It'd be interesting if they actually invited me to the one in Arizona, the International UFO Congress. They had one in Arizona, and I spoke there. And I thought it was interesting because I'll come and I'll speak one time, and it just creates a big firestorm. And usually they don't invite me back for 2 or 3 years, or sometimes it's been about 5 or 6 years or maybe more, but since the last one. But just because, you know, I kind of blow the doors open on the boxes and the people that want to pigeonhole everything into, you know, nuts and bolts and black projects get upset. You know, the people that want to make it all dark get upset, and the people that want to make it all light get upset, you know, because it's all the above going on. And when I cover all the different issues, and especially when I show the evidence that we have, that we've been extremely successful, you know, getting incredible videos and footage and 200 witnesses on the ground and huge light ships flying over. And, you know, I show this, there's a lot of jealousy and a lot of competition going on. So it's quite interesting watching that unfold, because I'll get one shot and then I don't hear back from them for another five or 10 years, you know. But what's funny though, it doesn't make any sense because, you know, as far as you know, book sales and DVD sales, you know, we just clean up when we go to these conferences. There's such a demand for it. And after my talk, they get one of the biggest rushes they've ever had, you know, for the DVD. And they know that, but then they don't invite me back, you know, because they meet later and there's you know, a lot of people with issues come up, and, you know, then you're right back to where you started again. But it's kind of sad that the light or the higher consciousness and energy of the higher dimensional stuff is just totally annexed mostly out of the UFO community. And even MUFON starting to come around a little bit and accept some of that. For a while there, they were coming here, and we just had nothing but problems with them because, you know, they got the hat and the card, and they took a couple classes or something, and now they're investigators, and they come out and try to tell you what's going on, and come out here with this sense of authority, you know, and we have to kind of straighten them out and tell them, you know, that doesn't work here.
Yeah, it's really, really a shame. And Jerry and I have talked about this many times, why the two communities can't seem to come together. And, you know, I mean, we're the spiritual community and the UFO community. It does seem now that the UFO community is starting, some people are starting to become a little bit more spiritual, but it just would be so much better if we could work together towards the common cause, because we all have the same agenda. You know, we all mm-hmm. want to see positive change in this world.
Exactly. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And people go, why haven't we had contact, you know, on mass scale? And I said, well, look at the UFO community, you know. that they're definitely not going to come through that program. You know, most of them are going to be hooking into the people that have, you know, a high spiritual awareness, you know, because these beings are extremely spiritual. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. And so it would seem logical that they would be contacting people that could, you know, match their frequency or people they could work with, but they seem to miss the logic in that for some reason.
You know, there's a joke, a spirituality joke, and it's not a long one, but it was about, you know, what would happen if Jesus actually did come? And then they say the religious people would point at him and call him the devil. And the spiritual people would say, it's about time, you know. And so I think it's the same thing with the UFO community. It's, you know, sometimes there's a negative connotation, and I'm not making sweeping generalizations, so I don't need any anger mail. I'm not making any sweeping generalizations. But what I'm saying is that if we can tap in more into the spiritual, these beings would love to communicate with us.
Yeah.
So they would love to have some wonderful interactions with us, and if we wouldn't try and kill them, they might even show up, you know.
Yeah, I
not that
I agree.
They're scared of us in any way.
Yeah, it's like, you know, basically, you know, there's usually several places we go, you know, with that experience, and most of us go into either worshiping them or fearing them, you know, and both of those aren't appropriate, you know. So they don't want to be worshiped, but they don't want to be feared either. And, you know, until we can master our own fear, we're not ready for contact. And we have to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries to actually understand who they are, you know, and what they're about. And I went to a big event in Canada where they had the top religious leaders of almost every faith there on a panel. And they put me on the panel too, which was interesting. And I go, oh, this is going to be really interesting. You know, and they started quizzing me on, you know, the first question was, how come, you know, people are leaving the church? You know, they're down 75-78% and they couldn't maintain their churches and things like that, and they're having problems. And they asked each leader, you know, why that was happening. And when they asked me the same question, I go, oh God, you know. I told them, well, you know, basically I asked them, you know, what is God? And they couldn't even come up with it, you know? And I said, well, wouldn't you say God in its most unlimited understanding is pure love and joy and bliss? And they said, and they agreed to that, you know? And I said, well, you know, is that being expressed in your church, you know? And then I said, where are the women? You know, where are the women in your church? I said, the women are more subjective to spirit. They're more sensitive. They can get guidance much better than men for the most part, you know. And I said, where are the women in your church? How come they're not given the sermons and things like that? I go, even a parrot can repeat scripture, you know. It doesn't make them enlightened. And you know, that went over like a lead brick. It was kind of funny, but they hit me back with, well, do you believe in God? Do the ETs believe in God? And I said, you know, of course they do. I said, but they see the Creator as omnipresent within all creation, that they see the unified field in which we all exist, and they have a much greater understanding. They're not limited to a little old man with a beard, you know, which is actually comes from the Anunnaki experience. The beard of God came from our dealings with the Anunnaki. And so it was really funny, but you know, after that talk, it was really interesting. There was a whole group of nuns there. And with this, the head nun, this one woman was there. And she came up to me. She goes, I don't know why, but I just love you. She goes, can I have a hug like this? And she gave me a big hug and everything. She goes, you know, I was leaving. I was going to totally leave. But she goes, now I know what my next mission is, you know. And she goes, they can kick me out if they want. But she goes, we're going to step up, you know, and reclaim our power. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wonderful. I mean, that is so motivational, because I totally agree with you. I think that the more people start to look at God as an omnipresence, as a, you know, in all creation, right, then there becomes a bigger understanding. Instead of this little old man with the beard sitting on a throne, you know, with his staff, getting ready to punish any and every person that does anything wrong, I think that we would have a lot better, more peaceful society.
I agree. And, you know, the thing is that when you understand this principle that there is no separation in omnipresence or God, you start behaving accordingly, and you don't war on each other, and you don't destroy nature, and you don't, you know, you start, and when you experience the source as just pure bliss and love and joy, that's, you know, the more you express that and allow that to come through you, the closer you are to source. And so just those two basic understandings would totally change society.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yes, it's definitely needed.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes left. I was wondering if there's anything that you wanted to share. You know, I wanted to go ahead and let you run with any, you know, major messages you want to give out, or any information about, more information about the services that you provide.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I am teaching Theta Healing classes. I do teach the advanced and the beginning Theta Healing. My next Theta Healing class, although I'm starting one this weekend, a little short notice, but my next one will be in January. And all of my classes are listed on my website, which is shannonleischner.com, shannonleischner.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, Shannon Leischner. I am also on Instagram at Psychic for Stars. And so you can find me at many, many places. Shannon Leischner is something that, you know, you can pretty much tap it in and you'll be able to find me somewhere. And also, I will be at the Laughlin UFO Symposium for the 13th through the 15th. I'm doing readings, I'm doing healings, and then also I've developed a healing CD for freedom from trauma, and this will be for the UFO community to help them with the traumas of any interaction they've had with some worldly beings, but also helping the spiritual community with releasing resentments and all of the negative emotions. And so it's a very powerful CD. I've done it with my husband, who is a wonderful musician. His name on Facebook would be James I'm Melodic Angel. But it's just, he has some amazing music, very healing music, and we're doing it in the 528 hertz. Do you know about that, James?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And, you know, that's the way to go. I know they, way back in the day, I mean, Hitler actually changed a lot of the frequencies from where they, you know, changed the harmonies. And so, yeah, using the 528 creates a whole different frequency.
And all of his music is 528 hertz, and so I only use that for my healing CDs. And it makes such a big difference. We've had an excellent, you know, response to the CDs. A lot of people have had some amazing transformations because of them. So we will also have those available at the symposium. But also, you know, you can find us on my website. And I would, you know, I would hope one day that you and I could meet in person, and anytime you want me to speak, I'm there.
Great. Well, definitely. I know it's in the cards that we are going to definitely meet, and hopefully we can get you up here to do a workshop. And yeah, I love the things where they've changed the frequency. We have a lot of musicians that come through here, and they've totally retuned their guitars and, you know, pianos and whatever they're using to the new frequencies, and it puts out a whole different sound, you know, and you can feel it. You can feel the energy moving through you.
Oh, absolutely. Every time I listen to, you know, besides the fact that I'm impartial because, you know, I'm his biggest fan, when I listen to his music and other people listen to his music, they feel moved. They feel the energy, and they feel the difference. And you know, when you finish listening to it, you feel better. And that is the most important thing, is to, well, how does the music make you feel? And if it's tuned to create dissonance, then of course you're going to feel all of the negative low-lying emotions. But if it's tuned to the 528, which is the love hurts, the healing hurts, and then you've got all of the other wonderful, happy, light-filled emotions that you can feel for the music.
Oh, yeah. It just makes a world of difference. And I really love, there's so many musicians that are onto this now, and they're putting it in background music, just like you with your healing CDs and things like that. Now, what's the best way to get into, what is your website, or what is the best way for people to contact you?
Well, my website is shannonleishner.com, shannonleishner.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me, and all of my information's on there. And I love for people to friend me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook.
And what's your Facebook? Is it the same thing?
Shannon Leishner, yes. And you will see a picture of me on there as well.
Great. Awesome. Hey, well, I think the work you're doing is awesome, and keep up the great work. I've got a niece that might be contacting you soon. I'll let you know about that. And she's really interested in the theta healing, and her name's Jiva. You know, if you have a Jiva Gilliland, you'll know.
Wonderful. And, you know, yes. I mean, the theta healing classes are amazing. It's 3 days of the most life-changing events that you will have in your life, and people come out of there completely different.
And we'll have to do that too. We'll set up a I'll talk to Ashley about that, but we'll set up a workshop, and maybe have you come on the our 4th of July event and do a talk.
Yes, whenever you like. I will be there as many times or whenever you like.
Awesome.
And I will even write, I am not hiding it, I will write that I have been to your ranch. I have no fear when it comes to that.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me that people don't do that. But I think it's odd that, wow, you're still dealing with ego, you know, and you're
exactly
that high up on the ladder. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour. Unfortunately, I've got to sign off. So I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And I hope, you know, you'll get a lot of calls and a lot of people interested in your work. And I know it's some amazing work, and I can't wait to experience some of it myself.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and many blessings to you, and I look forward to continuing our relationship.
All right. Well, hang on, and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and don't forget to go within and watch the skies without, because there's a lot going on. So anyway, have a great evening, and good night.